Valley Club. Brand new raids are coming to the game very, very soon. They're replacing the Greek raids. But what is the biggest issue with these brand new raids? Also, Spider Society is on the way, but does this team sell so bad that now the devs are requiring them for more and more and more content? And Kiln Tower, it is coming back next week. What do you need to do to prepare for it right now? I'm discussing all of these things and more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. Joining me this week is my brother Dorky Dad with all the latest info. And if you're ready for it, brother Dorky, let him know what to do.
Let's go swip it.
Oh yeah, and welcome back to the Valley Vine channel. I am Valley Vine. This is Dorky Dad, and this is your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. How are you, Dorky? I hope you are having a great time in Marvel Strike Force despite this limiting season of Cosmic Crucible. How are you enjoying Marvel Strike Force?
You know what? I'm enjoying it, and I think a big part of that is I'm branching out and I'm touching other games I don't normally do. So okay. When I play Marvel Strike Force, it's fun. It's not a chore. And then I go play another game, and it's like a palate cleanser. It's going good.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, we're going to discuss the new raids. We're going to discuss Kiln Tower, the Spider Society. But before we do all of that, if you haven't done so already, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. At least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week on this channel. Keep you up to date on everything coming up in Marvel Strike Force. But let's get right into the new raids, Spotlight raids. My biggest issue with this raid is the lack of agency. For you, what is the biggest issue with this new raid?
I have no idea what it is.
You have no idea what the raid is? Yeah, there's a lot of questions we got for this blog post, right?
Yeah, I'm so confused as to what we're expected to look at, the rewards, the everything. I'm so confused by it.
All right, well, let's talk about what it says right here in the blog post. It is a brand new raid with your friends, the Canadians from Alpha Flight, that gets announced that they are a raid team. Brand new raid, Spotlight Raids. They're going to be featuring Alpha Flight and Spider Society. Now, I'm going to be playing Devil's Advocate in this video, but initially I was like, oh man, this is not good. Required teams, limiting agency. When you read this line featuring these two teams, what was your initial thoughts on this? Now we're getting less and less agency in the game.
Yeah, so actually, I don't know if Alpha Flight is a raid team because of the verbiage here. And they say the newest addition to a raid lineup, not the newest additions to a raid lineup.
Okay.
They never outright say Alpha Flight is a raid team and they're the new Mystic team or they're some sort of untagged team. I'm not sure if this is a war team, a crucible team. Is it a raid team? Is it an arena team? Like, there's so much I don't know just with that first sentence alone that everything else I went into pretty biased about. Let's talk about it because it's kind of came out of left field, right? Like we had no idea this was coming.
Yeah, we had an announcement in the Envoy channel. Hey, there's going to be a blog up in about a few minutes. We have no advance info for you guys, but it's going up. So just let you know.
Yeah, good luck.
About an hour later, this was up here. Yeah. I was disappointed, but like I said, I want to play Devil's Advocate. So the pros in this, we're getting new content. We've wanted new raids for a while. We wanted something else to do in a game. This is something that's brand new and hopefully it's fun. I'm not sure if it's going to be fun or not, but it's brand new. It's new. All right. They do say down here that it's going to be better rewards, more T4s, more Crimson gear. There's probably a bunch of other stuff as well. So if you are building these new teams, that is good. And top alliances, for some alliances, this may help with recruiting. Some it may hurt, but as far as the positives, that's all I came up with. What are you more positive or negative on this? Or are you kind of a wait and see attitude right now?
I'm very strictly like a wait and see because I love the idea of more T4s. I love the idea of Crimson gear to make everyone get Mephisto faster. I like PvE content because that's something that you as a player, you can actually focus on. And the only thing stopping you is what time you need to put into your teams. Not like you're putting stuff in your teams and somebody else is coming in and putting money to theirs and they're crushing you in raids. Mm. So at least that PvE aspect is something I like to lean into. So those are positives. Yes. The things I'm apprehensive about is I don't know if we need certain star levels for these teams, ISO, gear tier. I'm not sure how long these raids are going to last. I'm not sure if we're going to be losing our gold orb from Greeks. I'm not sure if these are single file lanes or if there's going to be two split. If it's single file, people are going to fight over nodes. If it's double, then it's going to hurt alliances that have a hard time staying at 24. We still don't have those alliance tools yet. So There's so much that I would really, really want to know before I have any sort of
you know, set in stone feeling about this, but it's here, or at least they're telling us well advanced that it's coming.
Yeah. Well, we do. I think this blog post did bring up a lot more questions than it brought answers. You know, we were teased about a few of these things in the past. Like, there's another raid coming. There's more rewards coming. There's other stuff on another legendary. You know, there's a lot of questions that this had. And that brings up my next question. Would you rather have some of these pieces of info coming out early and get this as soon as they know and before anything's finalized? Or would you want to wait, get the info once it's finalized, then we can start planning? There's benefits and negatives of both, right? So which one would you rather have, advanced or everything out?
So, and I don't think this is true to the current regime running Marvel Strike Force, but the old regime, like, you would look at this and optically it's like, hey, this is a cash grab trying to get you to, you know, fear of missing out on Spider Society shards and on Alpha Flight shards. That's what it would be. I'm not sure the new regime actually thinks like that. So I would have preferred if they added a little bit more information so that optically it wouldn't look like that. Like, hey, you don't need them at a certain star level, no red stars, no diamond requirement, nothing stupid like that. If they could at least put that in there, give us some sort of ballpark. Like, hey, you could expect to get an extra 20 T4s every single day if you're doing the, if they were just to give us something positive, or at least answer some of the like hardest hitting questions to sink our teeth into, then I would have been like, yeah. Like, it's fine, but you know, they didn't.
Yeah, I agree. Like, there's a lot of questions, and my initial content, especially if it was the last regime, this is not the showcase spotlight raids. This is the buy the latest character raids, you know, because they're mentioning Alpha Flight, which is not even in the game yet, Spider Society, which it's not even fully in a game yet. So this is something coming down the road, and these are the newer teams. And if you want to do these new raids, you have to purchase the newest team. Not sure if that is where they're going with this. Do you think that this is actually going to replace the Greek raids and we're going to get less rewards? Or this is like, because it does say that's going to replace the Greek raids. Or is this just not the harder difficulty? Like when we had Ultimus raids, then we had something and now we're in the Incursion raids, right? I think it was a Doom raids and the Incursion. So is this just the next version of these Greek raids, do you think? And as alliances get stronger and stronger, they could do the next thing, or is this fully replacing them? Like, it's kind of indicated in this blog post here.
They're throwing those Greek raids in the recycling bin, and they're hitting empty recycling bin right away.
Even for newer alliances?
I think so, yeah, because they say the hardest difficulty requires a tag. So I do believe there's going to be multiple difficulties. There'll probably be like a new player difficulty for the spotlight raids, and then there'll be a mid player, and then an end game player, and then a super end game player, which would be the ones where you need the tags. I assume it'll be like that because it's like the word replacing is a very, very strong word. I think the Greek raids are literally going to be control alt deleted.
Okay, well, I hope the rewards are equal and even the lower difficulties with some of the less requirements can still, you know, the mid game, early game alliances can be made whole. I mean, my initial reaction to this was negative, but my initial reaction to, we were talking about this before, my initial reaction to the tower mode initially was negative because they initially had requirements of 7 red stars in the characters, but we didn't have all the information. We didn't know that the incursion campaigns were coming and it's going to be very easy to get a lot of characters to 7 stars. And, you know, months later, most of end game players will be all at 7 red stars. So hopefully we get more information and that makes this a little palatable. But for right now, a lot of questions for me. They go on to describe a new raid layout. Now, normally there's 3 strike teams. They say there's going to be 4. 3 strike teams of 8 players are now going to 4 strike teams of 6 players. This looks like a leadership nightmare to me. Are you involved in the leadership? And if so, what is this going to do to leaders and time schedule of leaders?
Yeah, so I'm the leader on my baby count. Otherwise, I don't do endgame leadership because that is just too much work. Endgame leadership for war and for all that kind of stuff. I ain't about that. As far as leadership goes here, there's a couple ways to look at it, right? If you're not in a full alliance and these are single file lanes, there's only like one straight lane 3 times for each team. Then if you don't have a full alliance and the people are only doing it for the Spider Society nodes, or they can do the whole half the lane, 1/3 the lane, whatever the case may be, then maybe that's good. If you're in a very active alliance, people might fight over the nodes if it's single file like this. And then if it's split, well, then it's good for the endgame alliances, but it's bad for the alliances that aren't full. So it's like, this picture, it tilts me a little bit because I just don't know what the heck I'm looking at. But I think going to 4 and 6, I actually have no idea how this could negatively or positively affect the, the net positive or net negative effects. I'm not sure what it could be.
Now, we saw data mines months and months ago that they were replacing the alpha and beta raids. Mm-hmm. They were having requirements in there for, I believe the teams was the Astonishing X-Men and Web Warriors.
Yep.
Would you prefer them to update some of the older raids and requiring some older characters? Or do you prefer what it seems like they're doing here and getting brand new raids, but you need the latest characters in the game?
So I hate the raid mode. Because the raid mode for me is they sell you the solution and then you know the nodes. You either start simming it or it's literally just like copy pasting your actions over and over and over again every day for 30 minutes a day in the raids.
Yeah.
And I really hate that. So the idea that maybe there's like a new raid version every, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, something like that. Yeah. That's actually fun for me because then it's a new PvE thing and it's not going to be as stale for as long. That.
That's a good point.
Right, there's that. Where I kind of start doubting what I just said is how much resources does them making new raids take away from Battle World, which they already told us got pushed back 4 months. So that's the PvE content that I really want. But if this is the PvE content we're going to get, then I think, it's something.
You know how they're talking about a lot of things in the back end, improving the back end. Do you think that they've improved the back end so much for these raids? That's why they're introducing them, because they could quickly shuffle them and cycle through them like you're suggesting.
God, I would hope so. That would be a great sign of amazing things to come. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, well, there's a lot more that we need to know about these raids, the T4 abilities, Crimson Gear, but the most important thing, please remember, we're finalizing details. These are all subject to change, and we will give you the finalized details soon. And that gives me confidence that even if it's released in a bad form, if there's enough pushback to the community, this new regime is willing to listen and take that feedback to make it a more enjoyable experience. So I was initially worried about this, but I've calmed down, and I think this could be a good thing, especially, and if it's or not, I think the devs will listen to us. So I'm not super worried about this, at least right now.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, in before they solve the T4 bottleneck for everybody, and then they introduce T5s. That's a rumor that people are pulling out of nowhere.
They kind of have with Awakened abilities, right? So with three characters have it, maybe they're going to go later on.
That is straight conspiracy theory. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but that's a funny idea.
If they have a way to make money and not piss off the players, that will happen.
True.
All right. We have a winner of the poll, and this guy's been in the lead for a long time. Werewolf by Night did not win. It is Man-Thing that is coming to this latest team. This is what? Vampires? We voted for Karen. Karen won, and Man-Thing won. Now looks like the same team. Where do you think this team is going to be used? Is this going to be something that's going to be required in one of these new spotlight raids? Is this the team coming after Alpha Flight for that? Is this going to be another Crucible team? Another war team? What is your suspicion of this vampire monster team?
Well, they're going hard on this team with a lot of pulls, a lot of decisions, right?
Yeah.
I think this team is coming out in October for Halloween. I think it's going to have a legendary, and I'm hopeful that it's going to be Blade. Because we've been wanting Blade for so long. And as far as modes go, I think it will be a Crucible team. I think we got Cabal recently, so by the time October rolls around, we'll be hungry for another Crucible team for sure, if not sooner. Because I think the next legendary team is going to be the Deadpool team. I think that's going to be War. So if I'm guessing that this is going to be part of a legendary team, then I've got to go with Crucible in this one.
Did they say War? I believe they did, but I can't remember.
They didn't say anything, but the team we just got, Cabal, was Crucible. Now we're getting a raid team, which would make sense. The next team is War, followed by A-Force, which I'm hoping is another Crucible team, but we'll see.
Crucible / Showcase raid team.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Spider Society, they got reworked again. This is their second rework. I'm guessing this team is not selling very well. Do you think it's based on solely on performance of this team in the raids, or they want to give people a little more reason to buy this team?
Well, they've given this team, even people, more reason to buy and build up this team than any other team before, right? We got the showcases. We have there the solution to the raids, and then they jacked the incursion raids. And then they jacked up the rewards for 100% in the incursion raids. The new spotlight raids, they're going to be amazing in this Crucible season. You're going to need them for the killing Kyle Tower. Like, that's five huge reasons to get this team and build them up. And then they made them better. I don't think they needed to have these speed increases for raids. I think that the current Incursion 3, if you have them big enough, is going to be fine. But also, I think the Incursion, the actual Incursion 3 probably coming, or whatever they name the next raid tier, I think that's going to be easier than the skill set. The Spider Side team is going to wax that section. Okay. I think they gave these speed stats for them in other modes, like because of Crucible, and maybe elsewhere in War. I see some big potential with a lot of these characters, especially with their new speed. In fact, I had to face one in Crucible today. Yeah. I tried hitting it with Tangled Web, Eternals, and Red Hulk. Uh-huh. I did win, but I almost died off rip because of Pavitra's speed stuff. I almost immediately died to it. So I see that there is actually some potential for this team in other modes.
Other modes, mainly Crucible War or Dark Dimension as well?
I'm bringing some to Dark Dimension because I see that they're going to be some value there in Crucible and War. And of course, now we need them in the Killing Tower. And with their speed, I think they're going to be good in like Sword Satellite and stuff like that too.
I am hearing in the Incursion Rage right now, the four-piece team, even without Penny, will work replacing Penny with Fury or Black Cat. What has been your experience at the four-piece team with the Spider Society right now?
Death. I've experienced death.
All of them died, even with Black Cat and Fury, because Chad was saying that works.
Well, 2.3, I don't know if they're doing 2.3. 2.3, like a twist.
Maybe it wasn't 2.3.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
Penny with the stuns is so crucial to the team.
Gotcha. Now, what they also said, they're making this team more important. And I want to highlight why this team is so important, because, I mean, man, their sales must have been so disappointing at Peter B and Pavitra, because they keep slamming this team over our head.
Yeah. But
you need them for the skill nodes and the raids. Their important role, the next iteration of Kiln Tower, which we're going to talk about, but also required for the next raid. And they're improving the raid. So larger bonus for 100% completion, which means that, if you don't invest in the Spider Society, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to get that 100% completion. And as you talked about, the showcase events. Now, three difficulty tiers for free before the showcase ends, which means that Spider Society should be like available totally free to play before the Spider Society, before the showcase event ends. Is that how you're taking this as far as the showcase, how that ends and the raid rewards?
Yes. That's how I'm taking it for sure. Yeah. Like I said, they really want this team to do well. I don't know if it's maybe because, you know, Spider-Man is such an iconic IP. Maybe we have new people coming in, joining the game, and more reasons to give for these new people to buy Spider Society, the better it goes. I'm not sure. Maybe the sales are actually doing better than ever before. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe they're just being generous.
Yeah.
Maybe we're reading too much in it. Now, they do say that the raid season rewards, they are going to have an increase in Crimson gear. How big of an increase is this, and is it worth building up your Spider Society because of that?
Well, it's not just building your Spider Society. It's also struggling through the highest rate difficulties, right? Like 2.3, struggling through that is not fun with the resistance for your Bifrost, for your Phegasus, even for your Extreme against that boss now with the Morgan Le Fay. So a significant increase in rewards. I think it would be on the daily side. I'm not sure if it would be on the ranked side, but daily it would have to be like at least an orb, right? To build a full team and then to have 24 people commit to clearing the raid every single day.
That makes sense. But that's not what they did. It's only in the season rewards they mentioned from the raid season leaderboard. So it's only this stuff. I don't remember what it was before, but a top 5,000 gets 5,000 orb fragments of the Armory 19 orb fragments and then 50,000 fragments of Crimson Gear orb fragments. This was the increase. Is this enough to justify that just alone with this raid season? I know they've done other things like the showcase, the Kiln Tower, the new raid. Is it worth it just for this increase in the raid season wars to push for it right now with your alliance?
No, again, because it's the leaderboard version of it. Like you're competing against other people instead of you're competing against the PvE product, right? Mm. So if there's not going to be a lot of people that are going to shift to doing 100% just because of this, so a lot of people are going to maintain the same leaderboard spot they're at without doing anything different.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's really silly they didn't put this in the daily reward. It should have been like one gear tier 19 or if we're doing 100% every
maybe day. Maybe it's silly for us. I don't think it's silly for them. I think it's very well planned for them. Like, hey, we got more stuff for the leaderboards. Yeah, build up this team right now. I think it's a psychological thing that they're trying to trick us with. All right.
Maybe.
But we mentioned Kiln Tower. They're going to be needed for the next iteration of Kiln Tower. You've done some data mines on this or seen some data mines on this. What is coming up with this Kiln Tower? What has you fearful of this, the role of the Spider Society?
So it's impossible to tell because it's data mine, such a change, and they're just, it's not like formatted in a way that connects the dots completely, but it looks like there's going to be a Spider-Verse skill section. So it'll be these five characters with Black Cat, Kraven, and Kingpin, so eight characters total. And it looks like they're going to be in charge of doing like one of the last three cells in the Kiln Tower. And that could be taking on like Apocalypse and some Horseman members. It could be taking on the Black Knight team with Out of Time and some like Robbie Reyes and stuff. The way it seemingly lines up in the data mines is that Spider Society might be in charge of taking out like a Black Knight node where the Black Knight's going to be level 100. So it's like, hey, by the way, Black Knight's going to one-shot all your characters. And unless they've changed Kiln Tower, the enemies didn't get exhausted if you burnt it. So like you can't bypass him by throwing in three older characters and hitting it with three new Spider Society characters. Like I don't understand how it's expected to work. But again, maybe those are the wrong dots, right? Maybe they're not supposed to be attacking that Black Knight node. Lots to be seen there too, which I guess we're going to find out in tomorrow's blog.
And a couple weeks ago about Kiln Tower, we saw this line here. One of the cells will require crossed out. Now it says feature the Undying team. That is made. We got a little more information about that. There's going to be other things, other teams that you could bring in that. So Undying will probably be very, very good on that node, but there's some other teams they could use. Same thing with the Spider Society. Does this change any of your plans at all? Did you start to build up during Undying like, oh, well, I can use other teams now?
No, because after seeing the data mines, like I think it's impossible for the Spider Society to get through their nodes, which happens before the Undying nodes anyway, again, according to the data mines, which maybe we're reading it wrong. So it didn't for me. Mind you, on one account, I have Juggernaut maxed out with two diamonds already. And on the other account, he's like six red stars now. So he's not small by any stretch of imagination. Okay. But also, on the nodes with the Undying, and this part we do know, the trait, the tag for it is Undying or Villain Bio. Like, they're still on the Villain Bio stuff. It's just basically you can use Helen now. So people that don't have Skrull, I think, can get through the nodes where they couldn't before. But for me, I'm like, oh, Villain Bio, bet. I'm going to use Carnage, Venom, Red Goblin, and I'm going to throw Skrull in with one of them, sell one of them out, and we're going to go from there. Like, I'm not even thinking Undying is going to be used in that section.
So are you doing anything right now to prepare for this, keeping that in mind that you might not get through all of it unless you have a very, very strong Spider Society?
Not really. I'm not doing anything that we weren't already doing. Like, we're building up the Spider Society team for all the reasons they've given us to already, and for Cosmic Crucible. And then the Cabal team, I've had them maxed already as far as gear tier and levels go, because I'm a Crucible guy and they're so amazing. So besides that, Cabal is a trait in the data mines too, for those who don't know.
Have you built them up strictly for Kiln, or have you already been building up for Crucible?
Oh, I built them up for Crucible. They're so good in Crucible, and they're decent in War too. So
nice.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah.
Let's talk about this guy. This guy was released this week. I did not buy him. I did not see the value yet, but now that we got new raids and all the extra things coming, I don't know, maybe. What are your thoughts on Pav? And does he have any value outside the raids right now?
Yeah, he's probably the best plug and play character of the Spider Society team. Okay. So he's got 128 speed. He spawns with speed up. He puts vulnerables on the enemy team on spawn, just like Iron Patriot does. And then his basic ISO attack is going to give speed bar, I think, to the ally with the highest damage, I think is what it is. So he really changes the the dynamic of fights. It changes the turn progression on certain matchups. So he's going to be a defensive nightmare to work around, and the extra vulnerables on spawn definitely don't hurt. He's a character I'm bringing to Dark Dimension 7. So,
That was my next question. Okay. And you mentioned possibly some other Spider Society. Any other characters besides Pav that you might bring into Dark Dimension 7?
Okay. So Pav is full skill gear. So is Penny. Penny is full skill gear. Okay. I'm bringing both of them. Peter B. Parker actually has bio gear for his gear tier 19. So that's why we're bringing. Is
that
a problem?
Because other bio characters that you might want to bring in, Super Skrull or
exactly.
others?
Exactly. Skrull is a very, very expensive bio character, and he's the character you need to bring. Well, you don't need to, but it's recommended to bring him in for the first nodes. So Skrull needs to come, and because he costs so much bio, the city section that comes right after that, we're doing Noir, we're doing Pav, we're doing Penny. And then the other two, Robbie and I want to say it was Vulture.
So no Miss Marvel Hardlight.
No, I hate Miss Marvel Hardlight. I don't think she's worth it anymore.
I like her. I like her in Arena, but yeah, maybe not for Dark Dimension. This one, she didn't really do too much in Dark Dimension 6. It was mainly Robbie that did all that stuff.
Yeah, I just don't think she needs the stats. It's great. She's a super tank and everything, but in the matches that you're in, she gets melted by people that do like insane either piercing attacks or controlling effects. And so and she doesn't really get to do it anyway.
I just want to build her big enough so that Apocalypse Empowered Basic doesn't one shot her. That's all I want to build her big enough.
Yeah,
but yeah, other characters still get wiped out. Said, all right. As far as this event though, the event for Peter B. Parker we have going on right now, pretty confusing. We've had events like this before that have different ways to score throughout the week. A couple different ways to score with this. You got to earn your planetary orbs and spending campaign energy. So the campaign energy, you can spend it all the time, but your planetary orb fragments, few different places that you could get that. From blitzing daily from the web milestones, you can get some of that. There's 2 days, so yesterday and today, by spending ISO 8 energy on certain nodes, and some of these nodes were kind of confusing. If you go into the orb chamber, just to show everybody how to find which nodes you could get. Yeah, if you go find this planetary orb, you go to open, there's nothing there. You go to find, and you'll see all the nodes here that you can get the ISO 8 attacks from. So that's one way, but that's just yesterday and today. And the final way that you can score points is from the quick rumble blitz that's coming up. Was this very confusing? Do you enjoy these types of events? And didn't the devs say that they wanted events very simple?
Yeah. So there's too many points of input for this event, right? Where it gets convoluted and gets confusing. And this is how we end up with like Iron Patriot having one shard short of his own luck. Like, I wonder how many people are going to get that just from not knowing where all the different inputs are. I'll tell you right away.
I gotta say, I missed all the ISO 8 yesterday because I looked at my normal farm, like, oh, it's not on the ISO 8 yet. All right. And I didn't go back to the blog post this morning and read, oh, it's only a certain hard node. So I went and looked at it and I missed it, but it was confusing for me.
Yeah, there you go. And also, if you're under level 80, you can't even see the hard nodes. So there's a good group of players that started the game recently that they can't even touch those farm spots. So I really dislike the convoluted nature of this event, but I am hearing people are getting some good shards on him fast. So good enough.
Pretty good shards. Now, the big thing about this, you see, there's no leaderboard attached to it. Normally, the leaderboard ones are the ones that you want to really, really push for. I'm pushing for this just because I want Peter B. Parker shards because of the requirements of Spider Society. But yeah, normally the ones that have the milestones have the better rewards out of the ones that you want to push for. Yeah. Also, we have an alliance event going on right now, which seems pretty friendly. Spending ISO 8 energy kind of double dips with the main event and this one. And I get some pretty good rewards in this as well. Nothing stands out too much. You do have some Dark Diamond, Dark Promotion credits. Some teal gear as well. What do you think of this alliance event? Pretty easy, pretty difficult, or right around where it should be?
Yeah, right around where it should be. It's the kind of event where if you have a full alliance and every board you're doing your 50 core refreshes, you're gonna get a lot of nice little things here and there, including some training materials. I know a lot of people are still starting on that. Like, if you're a player who's taking their time with Dark Dimension 7, you're not spending gold on the crimson gear in the store. Well, then you may be still hitting that training bottleneck. So it's kind of nice that they're throwing them in there.
Yeah, I'm someone who's buying all that stuff and in the store every single time, or just the pieces for Apocalypse, Black Knight, and Super Skrull. Everything else is way too expensive. So I don't have a lot of gold, but yeah, training mats for me is something that's there. So that's kind of a problem. Usually you have a gold problem or a training mat problem. Now, we did get some good things this week. We got Extreme X-Men Farmville, finally. Nightcrawler is in a Cosmic Crucible store. It's taking a little bit of a rotation to pop up there. Forge is in a war store. I think that one rotates even slower. Yep. We got Sunspot to the Hard Heroes 4-6. Is this making a difference to your roster right now?
No, but it has changed who I'm farming. Like, I'm farming these three characters religiously. I'm not spending Crucible or war currency on anybody but these two. Sunspot, they shoot themselves in the foot. They don't really advertise themselves well enough. Yes, he's replacing Anti-Venom, but they didn't add to the fact that Anti-Venom was on a node that has the gold orb fragments on it.
I was farming that every single day already. I wish it would have been any place else, because this, I was farming Anti-Venom just because of this.
Yeah.
This
double benefits, right? They need to promote that stuff when they do good. But I'm super excited. The extra team is farmable. Amazing team. I do believe in the next raid tier, they're probably going to work, but you're going to need them like really big to work. The same way like Death Seed did work in Incursion 2, but they had to be really big to get through it. I think that's probably going to be the extreme case.
All right. And obviously, two of these characters are going to be harder to farm, right? Forge, Nightcrawler, because they're in the Crucible and War Store. Who are you hoping to get up before that? I know Nightcrawler is a better character, but just based on the availability of the stores, which one are you expecting to get to that 7 stars quicker?
I'm expecting Nightcrawler to get there faster, even though Forge has more shards on him already. The War Store is just so overpopulated, and they try and keep like the newer characters on that top row in the War Store, but it's always like Ironheart, Sylvie, Big Time Spike, like it never, or 2099, whoever else is in there. Cersei's in there at the top row too, and all those characters are farmable on nodes, so it's tough to find them in the store.
Do we need another row of characters in the War Store right now?
No, what they need to do is when a new character comes out, they need to feature that character in the store for like 30 days in a permanent spot.
Oh, I like that solution better. Yeah, I like that. All right. We have a new legendary coming that we had another tease. I was trying to read through this to see if there's some additional information. I'm going to read through this one more time, see if you pick up anything. We've been hinting at this for a while. Very soon, we'll announce the next legendary and his team. I know we're a big tease. As announced previously, the out-of-time team will be required for the next legendary. Additional teams will be needed. We'll reveal them soon when we reveal the next legendary. Based on this, I don't think I got any new information, so this is just like another tease. Who do you think the next legendary is? Are you still sticking with your guess of Old Man Logan, or maybe a Ghost Rider with a hat based on the Professor X image, or something else?
So it could be the Deadpool kid, right? Because he's got the cowboy outfit too. It could be Old Man Logan, because the trench coat is like a one-to-one comparison with them. Logan obviously has a lot of comic book history with Deadpool and a lot of comic book history with Professor X. So it'd be easy to tie those stories together. So I'm probably going to be Old Man Logan. I don't see anything here. I can make a joke about a big tease. So it's going to be like a reworked Blob or something stupid like that. But no, this seems like a very benign sentence to me.
All right. Let's move on to Dark Dimension. The cooldown timer. We got notice last blog post that it would be changing from 24 hours to 1 hour. And yesterday we got notice that, it will affect Dark Dimension 1 through 6, not Dark Dimension 7, though. So how much of a difference does this make? I know this is great for newer players, mid-game players that just want to get through these Dark Dimensions as quick as possible just to unlock those characters. So how much of a difference does this change actually make?
For the new players, I know there's a lot of players that are just re-rolling to experience the start of the game again, because it's kind of fun. I think it's great. So like Dark Dimension 1, when you hit level 65, you have your Extreme team or your Hive Mind team or whatever raid team you currently built, you get in there, you hit auto, you beat it, and then you gotta wait 24 hours to do it again. Well, now you could just do it again right away after an hour. Same thing with 2, same thing with 3, same thing with 4, probably same thing with 5 with other teams. With Dark Dimension 6, you're probably going to lose, and it's going to take you a couple days here and there to get through the nodes anyway. Dark Dimension 7, of course you're going to lose and take a couple days if you had all the teams ready. So I think it's a net positive thing that's a footnote. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something to write home about, but it's nice. It's the way it should have been.
Yeah, and then hopefully when Dark Dimension 8 is released, they bring the timer for Dark Dimension 7 back down to an hour and just a trend so it can get through the content quicker. Yeah, this is just a little detail that I think adds a lot to the experience for newer players because they don't have to wait a full 24 hours.
Should we go villain mode on this one real quick?
Sure, let's do it. We've already went villain mode on the new Rage Raid. Let's keep going.
So here you go. All right, you just finished Dark Dimension 6. You got your scroll, baby scroll, mind you. And now you're thinking, oh, I could core my way through the rest of Dark Dimension 6 on the second run. Yeah, and then I'll have the full scroll. Oh, we should go do that. So really, all they're doing is letting people get in there faster after they got that dopamine hit of unlocking these new fun characters. And then they're going to core their way to make sure the character is in the full state. Oh, crack code.
Core their way to get a big or the fully maxed out baby Skrull or baby Dormammu or baby whatever Dark Dimension you're doing. Yeah, maybe it is a little bit more of a money grab for them, but I think this ultimately this is a net positive for the players as well.
Yeah,
even if Scopely gets a lot of benefit from it. All right, we got some issues that are still not fixed. First one, red dot.
Yeah.
That is such an annoying feature. Let's go into the game just in case you have not seen it. Let me remove my camera really, really quick. It is right there behind me there. Oh, it's so annoying. There's nothing in my inbox. So what they have to say about this, unfortunately, the persistent red dot on the inbox has to be fixed on the client side, not on the server side. So they can't do it. We got to update our stuff. That means the fix will be in a future app update. Dorky, some of their updates, they get it in a week, right? Some or in a couple of days. It's been about a week since we've found this out or since they've given us this information. Still no new update. Do you think that they would do an update in all the stores, the Apple store, the Android store, just to get rid of the red dot? Or you think they're going to include this in whatever next update that they're doing?
Nah, if they were going to do it in between patches, I think they would have done it already. So I think we're stuck with this until the Mercs for Money patch.
Unless they break something and they have to do a stability patch and then they can do something like that. So decimal point, Jeff, come on, man. Help us get rid of the red dots. We need your help, brother.
There you go.
All right, and next, looking into the open all orb button, they want it back as soon as possible. Their top concern is game stability. And what they did say on a dev call is that this was released way too early and it caused a lot of game stability issues. We go in the game right now. It is still not back and it is very, very annoying. Top concern is game stability. We're looking into several things to improve. We want your feedback, and this is a highly desired feature as we want it back soon without disrupting stability. So what happened with this is when they gave a bunch of orbs to everybody, everybody used the open all orb button at once, or people that got these orbs wanted them right away, used it at once, and their server couldn't handle that. What are they going to do to get their server to handle all those pings happening at once? Because I don't think this is crash the game before the orb open all button. But obviously, if they want to send compensation, this people are going to want to open all this stuff again. So what can they do? I'm not a dev, so I don't know stuff. So what would be the best thing to do for this?
Yeah, I don't know either. They said it's something about every time it does the, you know how it opens 10 at a time? Every time it like pings the server there, that's what was overloading it. And it was like every 2 seconds or something is pinging the server. So they need to increase the time it takes to ping the server, which is going to increase the time it takes to open the orbs.
Yeah.
But you better know there's lots of people are just not opening their orbs right now. They get an abundance. So as soon as this feature comes back, you're going to have even more people than at the anniversary doing that. So hopefully they don't have to increase that ping time so much that like the open all feature feels worse than the open 10 at a time feature. And hopefully they get it out sooner rather than later because lots of people are going to just be spam opening their garbage orbs that they just refuse to open right now.
So one of the big surprises that I had, we had a dev call a few weeks ago. Ryan Jacobs, the general manager, said this, they don't want to release things that are not finished anymore. They want to just reach a deadline and push things out when it's not done. He mentioned this as an example of one of the things that got pushed out early. Was that a surprise to you that this got pushed out early and this is one of the things that was unfinished?
Yeah, it is. And again, like we're not developers. I have no idea how to code or program it. To me, like an open all button feels like it should be not super complicated to put in the game.
Yeah.
But apparently it is. It needed enough, dev time to not break the game and they didn't do that. And now it's breaking the game. As far as what Ryan said, I'm happy that he looks at it the way that things needed to be polished before they enter the game. I'm happy about that.
It just, you know, they are a big tease. Like they said before, it sucks that we had it and now we don't. And so people grew accustomed to it, you know, and it is what it is, I guess.
Well, hopefully with that philosophy going forward, moving forward, we're not going to get stuff early that they have to go back, take away and fix. Okay. Once it's good, hopefully that means that going forward, once it's in the game, it's in the game and it's in its finished state and not in this incomplete state. So I do like the shift in the total philosophy like that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, and that is it for this week in Marvel Strike Force. A lot of things coming up next week. Let me know what you are doing to prepare for Kiln. But any other final thoughts, Brother Dorky?
Nah, hey, thank you so much for having me on. I love being this. Shout out to all you guys in the comment section. I'm sure you'll all have only nice things to say about us, yeah, for sure, and about my camera. Oh, please be gentle. Yes.
Wait, is that camera or a potato? I thought it was a potato we were looking through.
You know, you may do with what you got.
Look at it. It's the best potato I've ever seen,
Dorky. There you go.
Thank you, man. Make sure you check out Dorky's channel. His camera's not the best, but he has some awesome content, and I'm going to be watching it to Pittsburgh Kill myself. So make sure you check out the links down below. Give him a subscribe. Check him out on his stream. And hopefully this video did give you some value. If it did, leave it a like. It is free for you. And if you want to see what are the best characters to farm right now, now that Extreme X-Men are farmable, check out the video up there. And I'll see you guys next time. Are you ready for a fist bump, Brother Dorky?
Let's do it.
Fist bump. Oh, fist bump. Valley Vine, Dorky Dan out. Have a great rest of your day, guys.